much communication in a motion. Without conversation or a notion.
Hello, everyone. We're back with part two of our discussion of episode 727. You might recall that Nat and Trav were essentially lobotomized, just empty, useless husks after moving to Sydney and being escorted into quarantine by the Australian military. The second half of the ep really drives home how truly washed they were during this recording. It's easily the most profane, obscene 35 minutes we've committed to tape so far, so either take that as a warning or pop open a carbonated beverage and just soak it all in through your ears. Just pour it on in there. Anyway, here we are with part two of our discussion of Passions, episode 727. Enjoy.
Have you guys heard this story about Outlander?
No.
Okay, so you know the show Outlander, which is like lady porn?
Vaguely, yes.
So there's this...
Oh, the TV show, yeah.
Yes, there's this epic love scene, I think, in season one. I haven't seen the show. Like the wedding night of the Scotsman and the woman who's gone back in time. And apparently, the rumor is the showrunner kind of choreographed the whole episode's lovemaking to match his honeymoon.
No.
Oh, I love that.
No.
Yes, I have heard that. I don't know if it's true. That's kind of cool.
No.
That's kind of cool.
What?
Yeah. Because I think
he's fun.
I think he did like some sort of adventure wedding, like, you know, someplace in the wilds and had like a fire burning stove. And it was very savage and primordial, but, you know, like, yeah, savage.
Do we know what
him and his partner, they like to dress up.
Right. Well, hey, I get it. But what episode is this of Outlander?
I don't know. I think it's towards the end of season one.
Not that we can get it out here, but...
you can.
Well, we need to talk about...
We'll talk offline about this stuff. All right.
Offline, yeah.
Should we... Who do you want to move on to next? Because there's...
Sorry. Natalie was talking about performance stuff.
Okay.
And I realized something about my performance in this is how low energy I was. And I just wish that someone would have told me to just pick it up a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were napping.
And he hadn't had his baba yet.
Yeah. I hadn't had my baba yet. My brandy. Water in a wine glass. But that was something I noticed. I was like, oh man, I'm so there, but I just need to tighten it up. And it was really, I don't know. It was something I was like, man, I wish there was someone around that had that ability.
There was no time to tell you that.
I know.
Only time to put Spanx on you.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, exactly. It feels so right.
Yes, if this
that
feels
was a
so
great
right.
one, and it feels so right, we can't go back. And then I wanted to change the line to, but can we try the back door?
For sure, that'll fly in harmony.
Well, yes, she can't come, but she can definitely take it in the back door.
Feels so right.
Well, that's how she keeps her virginity.
Exactly. And also birth control.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Listen up, kids.
On a side note, Reagan, my daughter, looks just like Ethan Crane.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fucking, I didn't notice it until this episode. Just, I think with the like open mouth stare into the distance that you do Ethan, it's Reagan all day.
Well, Travis, you might want to ask for a paternity test.
Right. Maybe. Jesus.
Very soap
is
opera.
Ethan?
Maybe.
The father of my child.
We can talk about this later.
Yes.
Is
yes,
Ethan my daughter's baby daddy?
Not just the lovemaking.
Not just the lovemaking.
I guess I've missed this. Not just the lovemaking.
It's that you drag me all
also
over creation.
The oral.
Well, the ass play.
We have talked more about her ability or what we think she might be doing is hand jobs.
Yeah, she's a good. She's right. good with her hands.
Gwen's a good handy
yeah.
lady.
Yeah, yeah, she's a handy woman. This actually segues beautifully into.
No wait. Do you remember? I started laughing.
Oh yeah.
So what is the line that I say?
So
we're in bed. And I say,
you say, you know what would make this even better?
You know what? Yeah. So we're done making love and we have a conversation and I say,
oh, and you say, I can think of one thing.
I can think of one thing we can do. And the clear intention is that I'm ready to go for round two. Right. And Natalie. So here I am leaning over in her face and I'm saying, you know what we can do. And there's this, the pause is so long before she says, what? And I said, I'm pretty sure you forgot.
I did.
Your line there. Yeah,
and you can tell if you go back and
you look go at back it, and look at it. It's really like, funny. It's her kind of going like, there's a look on her face. Like what?
I thought the scene was over.
What? She thought the scene was over. Like it happens.
If you look at Travis's egg on his face,
I'm just going, say your really fucking line. Because here we are, we're about to make love. And the fact that someone says, I'm ready to go again. And you,
and the other just one's like, huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you know it's coming. It was very funny. And I love that that's the one they kept.
That's the one they kept.
Yeah, that's the one they kept.
That's the only one we did.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think we did a few because I think we giggled.
That's the only one that didn't have giggles.
And also, I mean, I know Natalie and I think I probably went up on a few lines because I was having this kind of out-of-body experience kind of thing where I'm like, this is Natalie, but it's not Natalie. You know, it was the first time you're doing something like this with an actor, there's always like this kind of feel out that's happening. You know, there's a lot of choreography and like making out and having sex and all that stuff. It's kind of awkward. And it's awkward. It's awkward.
Sure.
I mean, we were friends, you know. And then there's like, hold on. We're checking, seeing if there's anything we want to fix or change after each take. But yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I think I've told you guys when I was in film school, I was a little bit older than some of the other students, I was cast a lot for roles that were like, professional man. Also, I owned a suit, so that was a big thing.
Mm.
So I got cast as professional man, left by wife, professional dad, you know, working through divorce. And one time I did have to do a love scene, and I think I've told you about it. It was the most awkward thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's never.
Yeah, it's never. It's not fun. Never fun.
It's never fun, no matter what. It's like porn. I mean, you know, you're doing something in a room full of people whose names you may or may not know, and you're doing something that in every other aspect of your life you've been alone.
Right.
That's interesting because in my case, I knew everyone there because they're all my fellow students.
So. Right. Which makes it hard as well. Which is awful. Yeah. Also hard and awful.
Awful in a different way.
Awful in a different way.
Now can I make my segue?
Yes.
To the moms.
Yes. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Gross. Real gross. Mom's talking about the kids fucking.
Right. Yeah, that was funny.
I don't like it.
I
don't like it one bit. And also
the maid outfit.
Well, that's what she wore. She was.
I know,
that's yeah.
So funny.
Did somebody redecorate the Crane Mansion into a brothel?
It looked different.
Bordeaux-ish.
Do you think that was Teresa, and they were trying to show that she has no taste because she's beneath?
Oh wait, did she do that? Yeah, did she redesign the place?
I think somebody did. It's a real girl.
Or was it Rebecca? It might have been Rebecca.
Oh, it might have been Rebecca. Anyway, yeah. Somebody did it, and it was nasty.
Because Rebecca murdered him, right?
No, he's not, guys. He's not dead. Nobody
he's
ever
not dead,
on
Travis.
This show. So, although I have written here, now Julian's dead? I was really fooled. And then it says, we've skipped a lot. I have a note also that kind of piggybacks on the whole giving an actress something to fight against and they thrive. Actually, it doesn't. It's just, it's another feminist thing. It just occurred to me because Rebecca has plotted this whole scheme of like manipulating videotapes and getting people to do false confessions and like going to a lot of trouble. And this is just one instance of throughout the whole 10 years of her going to the absolute edges of the planet to get Gwen and Ethan together. And it just occurred to me, Wouldn't it be easier to find Gwen another boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
Also less creepy, because then she wouldn't be dating AKA, and also wanting to be married to the father of her daughter's husband.
Well, the former father.
Right, yeah.
Ex-father?
Ex-father.
Ex-father.
I find it strange that this was the first time it occurred to me that we could solve this whole issue and the show could be done with. If Rebecca was just like, it took out like a personal ad in the tabloid.
Well, yes, yes. And her plans always seem to be really, have like a huge weakness. I don't know if you guys thought this.
Oh, yeah. There's always a big.
Big hole here.
Big hole. Always.
Big hole. So her plan, to give context, not yes. recap, mm-mm. is she knows that Teresa loves Ethan, and she has provided the police with footage. No, wait, she doesn't have, do they have the footage? No.
So she pieced together the footage and gave it to Teresa. Teresa.
Right.
Was carrying it in her pocketbook.
Carrying right. it in her pocketbook.
And if she yeah. gets arrested, though, yeah, exactly.
Right, even though
no, she doesn't
that
get arrested.
Is the thing.
She turns herself in. She goes to the
doesn't matter. The cops are. You think their cops are going to not look at the tape that's in the purse?
No, they don't.
Why is it in her fucking purse?
The thing that would overrule her confession is on her person,
right?
Also, this is another general note. But back when we were watching the stuff in Bermuda and how everybody kept saying "Bloody Blah is going to kill me," "Bloody Blah is going to murder him." Murder seems to be a really casual concept in Harmony, like. Murder is the same as given the same sort of weight as like he's gonna
egg your house,
yeah, or yeah. like slash your tires,
right?
Lots of murdering or talk of murdering happened,
well, yeah.
Which again, like if you want to raise the stakes, just have somebody fucking murdered,
yeah.
Don't you know, like let's go.
Someone actually die, you mean,
yes,
yeah. right,
yeah,
yeah. I loved this storyline.
Which one?
This one. The
in the police department?
Teresa in the
police. The police station? I was fascinated by the lack of understanding how the law works.
Yeah, even at a like basic level.
Like basic level. Like it's like you go into a police station and you confess to murder. It doesn't mean anything. You don't go to jail and locked up forever and then get the gas chamber. It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to get the gas
and
chamber.
I love that like the chief like pulls out the handcuffs. She's already right. in the police station, too.
right. Yeah. And I, in true Harmony fashion, this conversation goes on forever. Like, she walks yes. in and confesses, and of yeah. course, Luis is like, wait a minute, just let me talk to her. And Sam has to have right. a conversation with Luis about whether they should be allowed to talk or not, and it's back and forth forever.
Yes,
yeah. say in
back
that
and
movie.
Forth forever.
Right, in that exactly. movie, me,
you
myself.
You and everyone we know, it's such me, a great, yeah, great quote. Also, the added touches of the actor's headshots
on the suspect wall, the suspect pinup wall.
It was like Kim Orch's beautiful black and white 8x10.
Back when that was back when everyone did headshots in black
headshots.
And white.
That and the the other thing that inspired me about this scene is I would love to see. Oh, this is gonna sound gross. I would love to see a love scene between Luis and Ivy. I want them to hook up so bad.
Huh.
Mm.
Huh.
I'm alone in this?
Yes.
Mm.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both like fiery and like have perfectly symmetrical faces.
I don't know. I think let's throw that out there to the listeners. Anyone else think like that? Anyone else have that desire?
There's got to be some Ivy Luis fanfic out there.
I yeah. don't
Please,
think
listeners,
that's...
send I think all you might have Luis just... Ivy fanfic. That you can.
I only want him to be with Sheridan.
You're a romantic, Ben.
You're a real purist.
I also enjoy the fact that the governor is like the Lord of Harmony.
Yes.
Like the yeah. governor is like, nope, it's I've decided. King. It's like, wow, you guys,
there's a lot
the writers
of
really don't understand how the judicial
well, it's
system
the
works.
13-year-old girl's in an attic, right? Isn't that what we decided? Are they? Did I put them in an attic?
Yeah, it's like that V.C. Andrews. Again, another reference that I'm too young to know, but I know that there was yes. a popular series of books called Flowers in the Attic about some orphans who were
writing Passions episodes.
Yeah, and weren't they also like incestuous with one another?
Yes.
I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would know because I'm a little older than you.
Yes. Right. Hey, remind me before we wrap up the whole thing. I have a theory that's going to blow both of your minds.
Is it going to blow us out of the water?
Yes, it's going to blow you out of the water.
I love that.
I can't wait. I have, unless anyone has something to contribute more to the police station, I have also a little piece of trivia that's probably not going to blow your minds, but it's fun.
What is it?
Well, it involves the Sheridan storyline, speaking of Luis only being with Sheridan.
Yeah.
If you will notice on our transfer, there was, well, I guess on any transfer that's taken off of the television, at the bottom of the screen, it kept saying Seven in the Sun, two more days.
Yep.
Seven in the Sun is a band, and that band was brought on to play in an episode, I guess, of Passions. And one of the members of said band ended up marrying one, Mackenzie Westmore.
Oh.
And they met on Passions.
There you go. That's a tidbit that not many
people know. Way to go.
Thank you.
Fun.
Thank
I was
you.
Wondering what fun. That I was wondering what that reference was.
Yeah, well,
I will. You know. I will want to. I do want to give the producers credit for spending some money to pay for
Avalon,
the Roxy Music song.
Yes,
yeah.
I was really impressed.
That was funny.
I was impressed. Yeah. So they the song Avalon,
very sexy song.
Very, very sexy, but very period specific, and not the period in which we are watching the show.
But it's evergreen. It's an evergreen song.
Is it?
Yes, I'm going to stand by that.
I guess it would be if Christopher Douglas weren't wearing the 1970s lapel.
Yeah, that was...
There you go.
I think what threw me off with the music, because I do like that song, and sure, and in certain in the right context, it is evergreen. I'll give you that. But when you pair it with a butterfly collar and the quality of the design of the set, it may feel a bit anachronistic, is all I'm saying.
Okay, sure.
And you're okay with that. And that's great. That's see guys, that's how you disagree. Maybe I don't know everything about this subject. Ben, tell me more.
No, I just love that song. And I was like, you know, it was cool. I love that song.
I always find it interesting how in a lot of television shows and movies, new couples talk about their old lovers, dead lovers, while in the throes of lovemaking.
My old lover is what she said.
Yeah. She's like, are you sure you want to do this? And it's like, she says, I want to move on from my old dead lover to a new alive lover.
I don't think she says that.
She doesn't say that.
I don't think she says that.
But that's
she does say my old lover.
My old lover.
Because I wrote it
and
down
I
as
said,
well.
Well, also your dead lover.
Every time they came on screen, I think, Benjamin, I'm getting a little inkling of what it must feel like to have to deal with me and Travis. Because every time they came on screen and they would make out, we were both like,
yeah.
Not a fan. Not
it
a
went fan on too long. I think they're confusing foreplay for the main event.
Mm-hmm. Also, I think
can't show the main event on daytime.
Yeah, but
that's
can...
a rule.
I'm sure it's a rule, but I mean, come on, how long are they going to be like?
Yep. No, we got to go to dinner.
Yeah,
we got a reservation. Can't break a reservation.
No, you can't be late for dinner.
We are going to French kiss for 2 hours.
But don't you remember doing that? Like French kissing and
when I was,
although they're naked in bed, I get like right.
Of course,
he
remembers.
Like,
he's make it. Junior high and middle school, all that stuff was
10 years ago, 15 years ago,
maybe a decade ago.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, but time flies. Let's move
time
on.
Time flies. Okay, because so, you're so young.
Yes,
get it, guys. But there's something about this couple that just like I think, and I think I'm screaming. We're screaming because we have headphones on. Oh God.
No, it's
sorry, great. Val. There's something about this couple that I think repels people.
I didn't like it. I wrote boring and gross.
I wrote gag me.
I wrote yuck.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we don't. I mean, Travis and I have some insider information that doesn't help, but also
it's on our podcast.
It's not. Names were not named. But the maid, I mean, I understand now, but like, what's the fucking point of the maid coming in? It's to prolong the lovemaking? Because like, oh, once they make love, then like, it's over. Like, they can never be with anyone else. So it's like, let's stretch this out. Will they or won't they? Of course they fucking will. They're going to, they're mere centimeters away from it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you saying
I think of it we're talking a little bigger. I I think it's kind of like when your mom or dad checks in on you when you're making out in the basement.
Oh, that was what the maid was for?
That's what the maid was for.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't need that. I just needed them to just go to dinner.
Just go to dinner.
Just fucking stop making out and go to dinner.
Right. She's going to be a chafed in her face, facial
and other places too.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-oh. Yeah.
The chafing happens. Does it happen on both ends?
Yeah.
For both parties involved?
Yeah. Well, especially for the ladies because men have very rough faces.
Oh, I was talking about the lower parts.
That's all you ever think about, Travis's dick.
Guilty as charged.
He knows you so
well. I formally confess to liking dick. That was another one I missed.
Yeah, when Teresa's like, I want to formally confess.
I formally confess. I'm like, wow. Guys, you can't go back. She's going to jail now.
Yeah,
she formally confessed.
Before like, RSVP.
There was no research done whatsoever.
Just like a child imagining a courtroom drama. Like, maybe the judge throws a hot dog at her.
Well, it reminds me of the episode we watched with Dan when they were like, it's like Teresa was busy doing busy work. And yeah. She says, I have to finish these reports.
Always with
what? Reports? These reports keep piling up.
But like, real talk, when was the last time anybody, like, do you know anyone who deals in reports? Do you deal in reports, Ben?
No,
I don't. That's not a no one. No
That's
one's,
not a thing, right?
No one's job is reports. There's reporters, but it's not like I deal with the in and out influx and outflux of reports. Where? Oh, at the reports office store. Downtown.
I got to go to the report store, pick up some reports to sell to my clients. Right.
Oh my god! Why does that make?
I need some more. I need some more paper to print out my reports.
We have not talked about Tabby and Timmy yet, and there's very little to say on my end.
Well, there's little to say about Tabby and Timmy. However,
yeah,
I think go for it.
Well, Molly was Molly. It was so awesome to see her as Zombie Charity.
I didn't like Zombie Charity.
What? No,
I thought she inhabited the role better as like innocent Charity.
Hmm. Okay. Well, okay. What I'm saying is, it was nice to see that.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think it really showed how Molly, as an actor, did an excellent job because the mannerisms of Zombie Charity were so different and so unique, and as opposed to her playing Charity.
Okay.
And I respected that as an actor watching another actor. I'm like, she really did the work here. Because it would be really easy to get lazy about that. And I liked what she did. And I was like, watching it now, I wish I would have said to her, hey, I'm really impressed with what you're doing. But of course, I didn't watch the show.
You might have.
Maybe I did, yeah.
Why was she trying to kill Timmy?
Because she's Zombie Charity.
Is that like evil charity?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know exactly why, period.
Okay.
Yeah, I also think it's probably not the least bit important, but not like any of this is, but I have to agree with Travis because it does, this is what I was talking about, my thesis of giving an actress, and I'm specifically pointing out actresses because I don't think that the men on this show, to a certain extent, yes, but not overwhelmingly deal with the same issue. But you give an actress something, fucking anything. And I agree. I think that she ran with it. I think it probably helped that she was working with Juliet. I think, you know, when you are working with somebody who is great, it tends to elevate your performance. And I think probably, I'm not going to speak for her. I think probably she it was important for her to not only impress Juliet, but also to match her skill level.
So, it's like playing someone better than you in tennis. You raise your game.
And also, Molly is a skilled comedic actress, which we figure out. Again, we've talked about when, you know, she later went on to do sitcoms. And I think this was the beginning of that kind of honing itself. But yeah, I have to completely disagree with you. When she plays regular Charity, it's like fucking nails on a chalkboard. Like when Dana has to play a weak Grace.
That's your thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I did like her nickname, Flabby Tabby. I was like, oh,
There were a couple of really good little one-liners in there. Yeah. That, again, just give an actress a bone.
Yeah. Let's not belabor the point, but the CGI was weird.
I think that's just a given at this point. But did you notice, or did you take note of the fact that, so there was a lawnmower bit in this particular storyline. And I have to say that Passions did it before Mad Men.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Matt Weiner was like
a Passions fan?
And he watched it. Uh-huh. I think he did.
We can ask him.
I had an audition. He was like, "What's up, man?"
Yeah. I too auditioned for Matt Weiner, and he did not say "What's up."
Wait, I what's the lawnmower in Mad?
Oh, it's iconic. Mad Men. It's when somebody gets their fucking foot cut off.
Yeah,
it was in like season one or two. It was early on.
Season two or season three. Yeah, it was the drunk, the office drunk who was
riding a lawnmower in the office, and somebody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
There we go.
There it is. It's We're in Australia. While. There's a bit of a lag.
Yeah, that was not my brain. That was actually just the internet.
Time difference.
Are you guys ready to hear my theory?
Yes. I'm dying.
All right. So I don't know how familiar you two are with QAnon.
I'm very familiar with QAnon.
Okay. My theory. Wow. My theory is that one of the writers of the show is Q. And I'll tell you why.
Okay, go unravel.
Charity says, sit back, enjoy the show. That is one of those things that Q says over and over.
Right.
Okay.
And then later, Rebecca says, trust the plan. Also another Q thing.
I did realize that she said this.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I love this theory. I love it. And I'm gonna mull it about in the noggin. I have an alternate theory.
Okay.
Maybe Q watched Passions, was a big fan of Passions, and took those cues, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Either way, one of those is correct.
And if you think about it, the whole QAnon constant evolution, that didn't happen, but here comes the next thing is kind of what Passions did.
There's never any follow through. There's never, nothing ever really.
Right. Nothing gets resolved. Nothing ever happens, but nothing ever gets resolved. It's like, oh no, we just keep going. So maybe.
I think you're onto something.
You guys are both onto something.
Listeners, can we get some feedback on this?
No, I don't want feedback.
That'd be There's great. Something there.
I do. There is something there.
There's something there.
Yeah. Ben, I like this a lot. I really do. It's not just because I've been locked up in a hotel for 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit my ear because I've been watching that HBO series.
Right.
Yes, right. I gave up after one and said I don't need to be a part of this world.
I don't blame you.
I read an article about it.
Yeah, that's enough. Yeah.
That was enough.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so he figures out who Q is. Okay, great.
Yes. Well, the podcast, the Reply All episode is basically all you need.
I saw you guys sent that to me.
Okay.
The Reply All.
All right. So we've got Q figured out, which is important.
maybe this will get us some more listeners.
Welcome, America.
So do we have themes? Boys?
I do. Themes. I have a theme. Yeah, I have one.
I have one as well. Travis.
I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants, but you guys go ahead. I'm going to look up theme.
My theme is give an actress a bone.
I like that because it's real and sincere and true.
Mm. And two people get boned.
Oh, there's some boning going on.
There you go. Mm. My theme is making love out of nothing at all.
Oh, Ben.
What?
That one hurt.
Making love out of nothing at all.
That one, I felt that one physically in my groin. Not in a good way.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that's all right. You can't win them all.
Mm.
But wait, in fact, you haven't won a single one yet. Yes.
Why is that one painful?
Because I'm still jet lagged.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just feeling things.
So it's not the theme itself. Yeah. It's the jet lag.
I think what's not helping, sorry to get off topic, but I think what's not helping is the fact that we haven't left a room for day five. Like, that's what's not helping us.
No, I did that. That's no secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can go on the balcony, right?
Yes.
We can.
We can.
And that makes you want to go outside. And we're on the 23rd floor, which isn't a good
idea.
That's
not going to work. Yeah.
I don't like heights. That would bother me.
It's not the best, but you get over it.
Yeah.
Because you're outside.
Because you're outside. You're not inside.
Yeah. What's your thing, bud?
I formally confess to not liking this show.
Well, newsflash. You should have set that one up. That's a real humdinger.
I formally confess to
not liking the show. Okay.
Well, that makes it real then. Before, I thought you were just playing around.
Yeah, it's real. Because I formally
confess. Yeah, well, it's formal.
Yeah.
Your Honor, I formally confess.
All right.
Well, this has been incredibly exciting.
We've been looking forward to this.
We really have. Ben, thank you for indulging us.
Of course.
On an Easter Sunday.
We got,
You know what? I did not go to Mass today.
Well, don't tell anybody. We'll get that. We'll cut that out.
No, I want people to know.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you speak for all Catholics.
Because he speaks for all Catholics, on this podcast.
Listeners. Thank you, as always, for taking time out of your day to listen to us bullshit. And we encourage you to go on the thing where you go to put the stars in the reviews.
That's the Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps us to get stars and reviews. Five stars would be great.
Yes.
If we could swing it.
And
review. We're also on the social media. We're on the Twitter and we're on the IG. Guys, do you know what that is?
Yeah, the Twitter is @Passions4. So you can hit us up there for questions, comments, information that we've requested, you can answer. All that stuff.
Right. And in the if you have any questions or, if you want to reply to any of our challenges or what was our trivia that we were asking about? I'm trying to think. What were you asking the listeners?
We're asking about Q.
Yeah, we're asking about stuff. But if you email us your answers at emailpassions@gmail.com. In the middle of the week, we do listener fan letters. Listener letters.
We skipped it this week because we were literally above the ocean.
And we have yet to figure out how we're going to do that, but we're going to do our best. I think we can figure it out. We have all the things we need.
Yeah.
And then on Instagram, follow us at @PassionsForLifePod. Post some fun pics of days gone by.
And that's our show.
That's it, guys.
I don't want to leave, but it's time. As always, take care of yourselves.
Yes,
and
be safe.
Take care of each other, and we'll see you next time.
Excellent.
Bye.
Bye. Manifold.